when I said it does Metrodon, it doesn't do Metrodon. Stupid ass. Good morning. Evening or afternoon. It is your boy Holiday.
And Prentez.
And Prentez. What do people call you that you like to be called? The Tasman. We go. I'm gonna let you be called the Tasman this year. You deserve it, even though I hate it.
I'm glad you said it, cause I was about to like brute force that shit.
After 2 years, we go brute force it.
Like 3 more seconds.
Yeah. That's your vibrator vibrating.
We already pausing already.
Why?
Like, I mean, you already made me pause. You ain't even started. You made me pause. Oh, my God.
Oh, I forgot about that. So, today, we're going to talk about the end of last year. Today, right now, as we're recording, is January the 10th. We're going to talk about the end of last year. We're going to talk about what we think is going to happen this year.
A.K.A. the end of everything.
And we're going to talk about where were we when Trump sicked all them goons on Congress.
Bro, I never thought I'd see some shit like that.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, bro. There's no allegedly in this.
All right, let's start off with 2020, man.
I just want to say this, too. This week was so fucking, it was so wild that I have a hard time recalling the last three that what happened at the end of last year.
Same. So at my job, we have a board of all the horrible things that happened last year. So you want me to start off? You want to start off?
You start off. Draw my memory, man. Like, seriously, like.
I'm going for the low-hanging fruit.
Okay.
Last year, something that hasn't happened in over 100 years. We had a global pandemic. And the world had to sit their ass down.
You know what's funny? Not funny. I think I forgot about that because that's his life now.
Yeah, that's normal life now. And
I didn't even think about that.
The world had to sit their ass down, and now it is life.
Like, seriously. Like, and then the funny thing is the world sat down, but America didn't. Like, America said, fuck that.
Yeah, and we're suffering from it right now because out of all the countries, the first world countries, the bigger countries, the rich countries, out of all the powers, America is the one that still hasn't sit down. We're the ones still running numbers. We've always had, because as soon as it came here, we were so ill-prepared, even though we knew it was coming or it might get here, that we are running the highest numbers per capita in the world. And have been doing it since it got here.
I think the number now is over 300,000 dead, right?
300 and it was like 68,000. But they said by inauguration, 400,000. We at one point was 9/11. How many people died in 9/11? 2280 or something like that?
And I don't think it cracked the thousands. I don't think it could crack. Cause,
cracked the thousands.
It could? Yeah. I mean, how many people would be in the... We're building that, well, that'd be a good bit of people in the building that big. And each plane, well, a plane can help, like a jumbo jet can hold, like, what, a couple hundred?
Mm-hmm.
I can see that, yeah, being, I can see it cracking 1,000.
I think it was a lot, though.
I mean, one is too damn many, but, I mean, the thing, well, at least with September 11th, it was, no, because they said it was prepared for that, but, I mean, if a... How prepared can you be for a motherfucker that really wants to get that done? You know what I'm saying?
You can't be prepared.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is, if somebody really wants to hurt you, they're going to hurt you.
Yeah, if no one tries to stop them, like...
Yeah, but with a pandemic, I mean, at least with this, it was like simple things we could have done to actually stop this. Like, you know, I don't know, being clean, for one thing. Staying 6 feet away from people, wearing masks, and I don't know, staying home when you don't have to be outside.
Right.
But we couldn't do that though.
So that make it pretty hard to find out how many people died on 9/11. It should just be a number that pops up. Like if I was to type in here, how tall is
a motherfucker?
Yeah, it'll tell me that, and it have it right there in bold. How old is such and such? It have it right there in bold. But if you Google how many people died in 9/11,
wouldn't that be funny? Like if you just Google how tall is a motherfucker? Like a motherfucker is like.
Like, all right, so it says 2,977 victims were killed in the World Trade Center, right? 2,403 in Pearl Harbor.
2,403?
Yes.
Okay.
Per day. A couple of times last week, we over 4,000 people died per day from COVID.
From COVID?
Well, from symptoms related to COVID. COVID. It's the way they say it, because COVID is kind of like AIDS, like... It gets in you, it fucks you up, so something else kills you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what's happening right now. Like, at least since everybody know the world and went on their Thanksgiving vacations, more people been dying than the people killed at the World Trade Center every single day.
I mean, what this comes from is, I think the thing that makes me have such a hard time with society nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Is this? It's not even an aversion to intellectualism; it's an outright hostility towards it.
Right, right.
Like anytime somebody brings up something scientific, the first society's first inkling is to go to war with it.
Mm, yeah,
and it's not even. And I don't.
Well, not all society. So our society.
Enough people for you to say society, right? To generalize it,
right?
And before, and you know what? And let's get this started. Before we get into the year, a general statement by definition leaves room for exceptions, people. So I don't want anybody in comment sections calling at me, trying to go to war with me because I generalize. I understand if it doesn't, as Bernie Mac said, if the shoe fits, wear it. If it's too tight, take it off. But what I'm trying to say is I don't read it as the same old science versus religion thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think what it is, there's so much information out there. It's too much information for people to handle, for one thing. And
because they don't, so as we are in the information age right now, we are also in the point of distractions. Like, no pun intended. But back in the day, people had the privilege to learn more. Like, they would get up, read a daily paper, read the print, go talk to their neighbors and all the stuff about the events that happened the other day.
Mm-hmm.
While you have religion and science has always been a thing. Because religion has always had a war against science. So, but as we was growing into the information age, people, you could go down a YouTube wormhole pretty quick and easy.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as we have information, that's a war against disinformation.
Yeah. Well, I watched a video. Damn, something I was going to say too, but I lost my train of thought. There was a video I watched from Wisecrack, and they talked about how the problem really isn't science, it's pseudoscience. People like to believe in things that sound right,
mm-hmm.
but it sounds right and it supports their argument that they already have.
Right.
Confirmation bias. That's why, so like, for example, the whole notion that somebody on Twitter, and this wasn't like...
The whole notion that thug niggas don't live that long? Before they grown, they be dead and gone? And I've been waiting until they come back home?
What's the hand of the dead body?
That's Trick Daddy first album that nobody heard before.
That sounded like Hand of the Dead Body with Scarface and Devin the Dude. And High School. But I saw like some, it wasn't even like early on in COVID. It was like a couple of months ago. And somebody said that the virus doesn't target anybody. The virus doesn't care. It hits anybody, right?
Yes.
And one dude was like, the virus clearly targets people. It targets the elderly. And now, luckily, there are people who, like, you know, rode on them for that shit.
Right.
But I was like, the fact that there's somebody out there that was dumb enough to make that statement, and he has support. like, it was enough people riding on him that he actually, like, you know, he backed off. Like, the people riding on him won.
Mm-hmm.
But he had enough support to go to war with those people who were riding on him. And I was like, people out there think that? Like, how many times you got to tell you that it hits everybody, just some people more susceptible to it?
Yeah. Like, no one's immune yet.
Yeah.
So, no one will ever be immune because the virus that they have in order to... So, you have to understand the vaccines that are out now. The vaccines that are out now for COVID, they're not to cure you of COVID. It's not even done like the flu. They are afraid to put a weakened version of that virus into your body because it is a strong virus. It's like the cold, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
What they do is they're giving you a protein from that virus so that when you catch the virus, it could recognize the virus and be able to fight it off a lot easier.
Yeah.
So, like, when everyone's talking about they're not taking it because they're scared of blah, 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 like, you got to understand, like, there's no way, you see how dumb people are in these days, there's no way that they're going to be able to give somebody, like, any old President Trump or one of the congressmen a vaccine and be able to change that to make sure that you get something that'll kill you. So,
and then the thing is, what would be the end game in giving everybody a virus that would kill them? No one ever asked that. That's the thing I was like, I never understand what people would bet. What's the end game of what you're talking about?
So, yeah, I don't understand them. But COVID was one of the things that happened last year. What's another thing? Because we already went over our time limit on one thing.
On one thing. well, the election happened.
2020 election.
I take it back. The election started.
The 2020 election. So, how did you think that was going to end?
I thought he was going to lose.
Did you think Trump was going to lose that morning? Did you have the feeling that... When did you get the feeling that Trump was going to lose?
I thought he was going to lose when the usual key states went to Biden. He got Michigan. Like, when he got states that Hillary, when he got the states that everybody said Hillary needed, but didn't
the blue
get,
wall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he started getting those states, I was like, okay, I think Biden got this. But of course, you know, what sealed the deal for me was Georgia.
Oh, yeah. I started.
Are we ready?
So what happened with me is, I was studying for a long time, like, looking at it. And I actually think I have a thought, and I've had this thought since election, the election week, that Donald Trump cheated, and he lost. So
you think you said that, like, that's why he didn't go that Biden cheated? Like, damn, I cheated and I lost.
Yes. I really think Trump cheated because there's no way, the way Republicans vote, that he would have pulled an extra 7 million votes with Biden getting all of those votes. And Because they searched and did the signatures and did everything they can to ensure that those votes for Biden were real votes for Biden, I could almost guarantee you that Trump cheated.
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt because I think he got so much because everybody knew that Biden, like, the people who supported Biden would come out swinging.
Right.
That's what that was. Like...
Yeah, but it was so much hate for him. Like, when he lost, the world celebrated. Bro, even Russia celebrated.
Like, I've never seen so many people climax at the same time.
Yes. They're like, ooh. But I figured I figured he would win that morning because of the early votes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, because of early voting... And went that morning because what I did that day was I filled my truck up with supplies went to pass them out to people sitting in line to make sure that the people that were sitting in line had a chance to vote. There was no lines in three counties.
The people.
There was no line in Berkeley County. There was no line in Dorchester County. There was no line in Charleston County.
You know what? I think that's my fault. I should have warned you on that. Because Bum Bagelow voted early.
Yeah, and all those deep, lines are deep.
And that shit was deep. Yeah. Yeah, that shit was deep AF.
When I went and turned, because I did mail-in voted and dropped it off at the voting station. Yeah. My wife stood in line. We did those on two different parts. I turned mine in about 3 weeks early. My wife voted the week of.
Right.
So we was in long lines. But when I went and did that and saw it wasn't no lines, I went to every single polling station. There was no lines. And I was like, oh, yeah, we got this.
And then maybe South Carolina is just a different red state. Because, like I said, when I voted, it was deep. It was deep, like the typical red voters.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really get any sense one way or the other when I voted.
Right.
I just looked. I knew, I was concerned. I was telling everybody who was voting against Trump, I know you may want to get out there because when I was out there, it was real deep.
Right.
Pleasant old white people, though. I'll give them that. It was pleasant old people. Like, it was all cool. Like,
they got their old money. Like, they know that what they go do. They know how it's going to go, and they don't care. Yeah. They know you got some hope. Just like, I give you cool. Like, when I ride around here with Black Lives Matter on my truck, and the old people don't stare. They don't stare hard. They just like, oh, that good Negro.
But what it is South Carolina is a different type
of when I went to the mountains, though.
Well, white people who never be around.
When I went in Georgia in the mountains,
yeah.
Oh, my. Like, my wife was like, hey, they keep staring at you, man.
And I keep telling people, this is why you always see those quote-unquote Karens. Like, you know, the people calling on the police. Like, that one lady that called the police on the young black girl that was selling water. Like, it wasn't hot as hell.
Yeah.
What it is South Carolina, we're used to each other now. Our blacks and our whites. Because everybody's basically on top of each other. If you ain't rich, basically. So.
I mean, not you, though, because you don't believe in being on top of a white woman. Stacey Abrams. Let's talk about Stacey Abrams.
I had a point to make, but.
Stacey Abrams.
AKA the Kingmaker.
Kingmaker. She deserves a round of applause. And she.
Golf clap.
Yeah. I believe.
That is the Kingmaker.
I don't think she should run for governor, though.
I don't think she's run for any office because she's the Kingmaker.
Yeah. I don't think she.
And. For people who don't understand that
term, if that's in her heart, yes. But I think she done found her calling. And I think she's better at what she's doing now.
If you watch Game of Thrones, you know who she is? Guess who she is? Oh, did you watch the whole thing, right?
Yes.
Guess what character she is? And I'll give you a hint. He died before the fifth season.
Jon Snow? Because he was resurrected?
Yeah, he died before the fifth season. This character died before the fifth season.
Mm.
He was very powerful. Everybody was afraid of him, not Joffrey.
Oh, he died in the first season. The one that started the Game of Thrones when he died.
No, the one who started the
game. You talking about the dude that was doing all the flips and got his head bashed in by the strong man?
No, not Oberyn.
Okay. That's who Oberyn I thought it was.
Oberyn was pissed off at him, though.
Yeah. Who was it then?
Tywin Lannister. Joffrey's granddaddy. Cersei's daddy.
Okay. Okay,
that's
yeah.
That's who Stacey is. And if she wants to, sister, run for office if you want to. But I'm telling you, her power is she's the one who puts everybody else in position.
Yeah, she could do very good. But what she did now, that was something that I wanted to be her. I want to be her in South Carolina. Because we have the numbers. We probably have more numbers than Georgia.
Yeah, that's why I'm surprised that Lindsey Graham Punk has one.
That's why I think they cheated.
Because, yeah, I could have sworn.
I don't know too many white people that like him.
I can't stand them. Yeah. I've always said this. You know, I always say, like, I don't take Trump personal because I don't think he's doing everything I thought he would do anyway.
Yeah.
And I know he's wrong for that position. Don't get me wrong. But Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell, there's something about them.
Mitch McConnell, so in the military, you have power-hungry people that never had power before. So whenever they get power, they wants to show people that they the one with the power. That's a Mitch McConnell. blocked everything that Obama tried to do, ran through everything Trump wanted to do, even if it was wrong. But it's just because, I mean, in the executive branch, he was the one with all the power.
What I don't like about him, I don't like an inactive opponent.
I say executive branch, too.
I didn't want to make you like...
Legislative branch.
like with Trump, Trump is an opponent I would love to have because he's an active opponent. I know that Trump is trying to beat me, so when I beat him, it's better.
Yeah, it feels better to beat Trump.
But Mitch McConnell, his whole thing is I'm just not going to do anything. And I'm like, bro, why'd you get into the ring if you ain't going to swing on me?
Yeah, Mitch McConnell, he wants... He's kind of like Stacey Abrams, though. Like, Stacey Abrams was able to think long-term in order to get that done. But he's thinking, Mitch McConnell thinks very long-term. He's not even thinking about now. He does, nope, we can't pass this because in 20 years, this. And it's because the Republican Party is getting smaller and smaller. And especially with the split that's about to happen that we'll talk about probably in 2021 in the next session, that we definitely... He definitely needs to. Well, he don't have the power anymore, but he's gonna have that issue.
I think he know, and I think what else too. He knows that not just the party's getting smaller, like the base of the party's getting smaller. Max Kellerman talked about it on First Take. He was like, "White people, as a whole, not the conservative party, just as a whole."
They're starting to let ESPN talk about politics now.
They've been letting ESPN talk about politics.
Yeah, but they fire people for it.
But you can only stop them so much, though. I know, I mean, you once can't. Once it's said.
Right.
And I think it's First Take, it's a flagship show. Like, you gonna fire Max? But he was talking about how white people within the next 30 to 50 years will no longer be the majority. And he was like, sooner than that, if not right now, they're, what did he say, plurality? As in...
He loves to use that word.
It's an intellectual. Max is a smart guy. Mm-hmm. But he was like... He was like, you know what happens first, like, you're no longer the overwhelming majority. You're just the most out of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to everyone added up can equal you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if right now, they're just the most out of everybody else, and another 10 to 20 years after that, they won't even be that. They'll be, you know, another group will be the majority, basically. Right. And he was like, this is what you're seeing. That's what's happening right now. This is basically a death throw.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what McConnell's reading. Like, he's trying to use that. I'm not going to do anything because, like you said, mm-hmm. set up something later. But again, I see the merits of that plan.
Mm-hmm.
But for my part, once I'm in the ring, man, like, I want to fight.
Like, yeah. So you wouldn't be a good boxer. You'd kind of be like Nate Robinson, because Nate Robinson wanted to fight too.
Yeah, Robinson couldn't fight. Though.
Nate Robinson could fight, man. That dude played basketball and he was on the 6 foot. He could fight.
Okay, nobody said. Right now.
Hey, so you want to give us another 2020 event that astounded you last year? Or you want to go to break?
We can go to break.
Y'all heard him.
You can go into break. I'm going to get into this one.
All right. when we come back, we'll talk about our predictions of 2021. Dirty. Baby, I got your money. Don't you worry. I said, hey, baby, I got your money. 2021. So we got a great year ahead of us right now. Is it a great year? Or is it going to be a continuation of 2021? I don't know. Where do we go from here? What do you think? Let's let you start this one off. Where do you go from here, man?
All right. So keep in mind that we just had a coup. a failed coup.
And that note says, don't mention the coup until the very last thing.
So,
you did not read your notes, bro.
Well, foreshadowing. Epic foreshadowing. shit. I predict Biden will be president.
That's won that crazy. One. All right, so for a prediction this year, I want to do a prediction. So Biden has a few things on the agenda that he wants to get done. Like he says, he's going to hit the floor running. First 100 days, he's going to have a whole bunch of things started. My prediction is that he will probably get about 75% of that stuff completed. However,
75%? That should be fucking 100%.
So Senate thinks, what we think right now is that since we're 50-50 in the Senate, Kamala Harris has the final vote, we can get everything passed. In order to get everything passed, we still need every single Democrat to vote the same way. So what I'm predicting, did I say a number yet of how much the percent it was? 75%. Yeah. So 50-75% is what I'm predicting the first 100 days will get done.
And that goes into what I was thinking. Why I didn't really want to say, because I don't want to be that guy on Facebook or on Twitter. But for all the work, the great work that Stacey Abrams have done, I'm just sitting back waiting to see how the Democrats mess this up.
I don't know if they can mess it up.
You know that's coming.
I don't know if they can mess it up.
They're going to fight with one hand tied behind their back for the next, 2 years?
They're going to fight each other. But the thing that is probably going to help out a lot is you got the Republicans in fighting right now. So Democrats have been in fighting for about 10 years, easily a good 10 years.
What is it with the Republicans that anytime the Democrats win, they just like they immediately get in flux?
It's the same thing with us. Anytime Republicans win, like when dumb Trump got elected.
I didn't read that. Is that when Trump got elected? I read the left as being hyper focused after that.
They was in a frenzy. What was it? The same thing that just happened this week? Yeah. I forgot what it's called. But when in that vote in 2016, it was Democrats acting a fool.
Yeah.
However,
what I'm saying, once Trump
Biden shut that shit down, Biden was like, the people have spoken. Like, leaders.
No, I don't mean like, just resisting the actual results. I mean, right. Like, when Obama won, it seemed like the Republicans didn't know what to do themselves after that. They just knew they didn't want to fuck with him. They knew that they didn't want to pass anything that he put forth.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like the Republicans didn't know who they were anymore.
Well, yeah, because while Obama was being inaugurated, during that same time, they was having a Tea Party meeting. And they decided what they was going to do from 2012 on. The only thing Trump did, and this is why I'm happy that Trump came when he came, even though I don't like him, is because with Trump, they wanted someone like Trump to be in office, but they didn't. They knew that too soon would be a problem. Yeah. They needed the Democratic Party to fall asleep a little bit more. They needed time to spend it in the background a little bit more. And then whoever would have came along by 2024, 2028, I think they was pushing more for 2028 because they had a lot of work to do on the background. But they would have stayed asleep through this whole thing, just got ran over. But Trump basically saved the Democratic Party to me.
Possibly. But that's what I mean. Like, once he got, the Dems got galvanized heavily. Like I said, I've never seen, they got hyper-focused on him. That's why I keep saying, like, I think, I knew that they were, that's part of how I kind of knew he would lose the next election.
Right.
Is that I knew that right after he gets voted in, well, obviously I knew that could have happened yet, but I know that after Biden gets voted in, the Democrats go back to business as usual.
I'm hoping they don't. So what we have now is a bunch of activism going on. So we have Stacey Abrams. We have Angela Rye. We have Kamala Harris now in the office, but we still have Booker. We have the squad. We have people stepping up to let people know their vote counts. Like I was doing on Facebook. So I don't give a fuck about Facebook. I hate Facebook. But you can look at my history and see, like, other than, like, I used to treat Facebook like people treat Twitter now. Like, I used to all day post. But then I
Facebook's so sad now.
You just see a big history gap. And then, like, last year, I decided that every weekday I was going to post about voting. Now, there were people that will make... There were fake accounts that was made. And I know there was fake accounts. There was no friends or nobody, but they was messaging me threats. You know, so...
I always get the girl trying to sell her porn.
Yeah. I said, I don't get nothing like that. I have friends that I lost. Mm. I have friends that muted me and blocked me. I have black people that, in the beginning, was telling me, like, voting didn't matter. Like, we argued about voting and stuff like that. So, but by the end, everybody was coming around. Like, that was my personal thing for my 2,000 whatever followers or friends that I have on Facebook. I wanted to just talk to everybody as much as I can. And I would go on people, when people make comments, I would go on their comments and go off. Like, I was there for that. Like, and it was very draining in order to do that. But I don't want to do it no more on that scale. Like, I want to do it on a bigger scale. Like, go out and sign up people to vote. Go talk to people about voting and stuff like that now. But we have people like that now. And people saw it. Especially with this thing with Georgia happening. You could see that the black vote counted that much. Georgia. And now it proves everybody wrong.
Well, Facebook to me, like, Facebook proved to me, especially after I joined Twitter, is I need to know new people.
Facebook ain't for that. Facebook is just to keep up with old friends every once in a while. It's like a
and the problem with that is
everyone, a scrapbook.
The problem is, especially living in South Carolina, everybody's so beat the hell up. There's like no fighters left, like at least in this area. Which is weird because if you knew how Charleston was when I was growing up, you figured it'd be like a bunch of hold me backs. Like everybody be going at getting after it, but this like everyone's like Twitter at least is lit.
You got old money against That's all I keep saying, like old money against.
I do have
rabble-rousers. You have who?
I got a prediction for you.
Okay, what's that?
I think that there's going to be an attack.
Elaborate.
I was watching the video.
Outside attack, internal attack.
What just happened?
Right.
I know you don't want me to mention it, but I think we'll talk about it more when we talk about that.
Okay.
But I think there will be some type of attack this year.
You think it's going to continue?
I think there's going to be. We might want to jump into that if you don't want to talk about it too early.
What we can do is just go ahead and take a break now and come back.
All right.
Hey, y'all. This is Kelly.
And this is Amy.
And this is our podcast, In Your Shoes, recording out of Lynx Recording Studios in Somerville, South Carolina.
Need advice on love, parenting, money, success, or anything else life has thrown your way? We are your girls.
You ask, we tell, and we give it to you straight.
Visit our Facebook page, In Your Shoes, the podcast, to ask your questions. If you want to remain anonymous, submit your questions in Messenger.
Find us on iTunes, at Distraction Network, or any place you can download your podcast for free.
That's In Your Shoes, the podcast.
INYO parentheses, you are parentheses dash the podcast on Facebook and Messenger.
I forgot the word shoes. Shit.
And we are back. Prince, as we left last segment, you said you want to talk about these other attacks that's going on. So I want to talk about what happened and just bring everybody to speed with this. Again, I'm talking to you January the 10th. This week, the prior week, the first week of 2021, was the day, January the 6th was the day that Congress got together as a ceremony, and I'll tell you the purpose of the ceremony. This ceremony, and I forget the name of it right now, it's not at the top of my head, but this ceremony is to show the American people that the government, the federal government, accepts their votes and their votes count. So in tradition, the federal government, the legislative branch, Congress, the House of Representatives and the Senate, they get together in their chambers and they tally the votes. Once they finish tallying the votes, they certify it all, and they stamp it good. Like, we accept your votes.
Yeah, I don't think it's the actual name for it. I think it's just that, just certifying the votes.
Yeah. So, because basically what happens is when you vote on the, what is the first Tuesday or second Tuesday? The first Tuesday in November is when you vote.
Yeah, first Tuesday, yeah. And then I remember it being the second in 1 year, and then some years the fourth.
Right.
Yeah.
So it is worded weirdly about what day in December that the states get together. They certify their votes on this year was December. Last year was December the 8th. They certify their vote. Then they went to D.C. as a ceremony to turn in their votes. And then on January the 6th this year, Congress and the Senate, well, I'm sorry, Congress got together and certified the votes, basically just accepting them and telling the American people, yep, your votes counted. We accept them, and your new president is going to be blah, 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 just like you want it. And a vote to of this many electoral votes to this many electoral votes. So it's all ceremony. Basically, after you vote on the first Tuesday in November, everything else is ceremony. Other than certifying the votes, the state certifying the votes, because that's work. Everything else is ceremony. So, knowing that this is just ceremony, Trump has been trying to turn over the votes. He's been calling Georgia. I don't know why he's calling Georgia. That's not the one to call if you want to turn the election over.
Also,
hold on. Let me get through it, then we'll get to it. So, he's calling Georgia, but he decided, and he put it out 2 weeks in advance. He changed his hotel prices from $467 a month to like $1,400 to $4,000. Like, he was changing his hotel prices, and he was just letting people know, hey, on the 6th, we go hold another rally. And he decided to hold a rally on the 6th. On the other side of Pennsylvania Avenue are Black Lives Matter Plaza. And in his speech, he rallied the folks up, his goons, Giuliani, his son, and some other people. They rallied the troops up violently all the way until the very end when Trump started saying peacefully. He just used the word peacefully, but it had nothing to do with the rest of everything he was talking about. However, rallied the troops up, turned their asses around, and made them march on Congress during the vote tally to certify the vote. And they marched on Congress, all right. They was gently escorted into Congress, into the chambers, and they set that bitch on fire.
I knew it was a fire. It was a fire?
Figuratively.
Oh, my shit. No, because that goes with what I was about to say.
Yeah. They set the bitch on fire figuratively. They stole things. They broke doors. They vandalized it. They attacked policemen with Blue Lives Matter signs. They found people had brought pipe bombs. They had Molotov cocktails.
Bro, they wanted to hang.
They found the guy with zip ties and guns. Like, oh, they was ready. And that's what happened in America. And so
America.
There's a prediction of this. What's up, Prince?
I think there's going to be another attack. I think because a lot of this seems to be a lot of this has come out of the Nazi playbook from back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, Kristallnacht, all of that. I mean, I don't want to say that because the conspiracy theorists always like this is just a dry run. This is not a dry run. They meant to try to do what they meant. Yeah. There was no practice for anything. They just didn't get as far as they wanted to get.
Right.
But I think this ain't the end of it. I think they're gonna go away for a while.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's gonna be a while.
I don't mean like no for the next 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
But they're gonna marshal their resources and then they're gonna try again. They're gonna try harder.
Yeah. I think they'll be there on the January 20th. I think they'll be after January 20th, while Biden is in session, while he's president of the United States for at least the next 6 months.
I mean,
it's going to be a lot.
The thing is, man, like, I never thought I would see this.
I did. I thought I was going to see this. You could go back in these shows. I thought we were going to see this in October 2016 when I thought Trump was going to win.
Seriously, like, we're coming up on World War I was like 100 years ago already.
Yeah.
World War I was 100 years ago. We're coming up on 100 years for World War II, and we're right back where we started.
Now, World War II is like 1940s, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, we're marching on to 100 years.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, we started with slavery. In order to get slavery over with, they had to build war. Now, we are to the point where we're trying to just get to the point where everyone is treated equal. And the people in power don't like that. Like, the people that are perceived in power, like, I'm saying white people, they don't like that shit. So, they're going to fight everything they can in order to get it back. That's going to be a point in time, probably, where we'll be on the bad side of history. Like, we as in black people in America. And we're going to fight for what we want.
My thing is, man,
you got to understand it. But I understand it, but you're going to lose.
And the crazy thing is, you're getting, like, classic Republicans, OG Republicans just ain't down with this. Like, I watched a video, and that's where I got the idea from. I watched a video on Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was talking about it. He brought up Crystal Knocked and all of that. But that got my mind working towards that. But, yeah, I mean, even he said, man, listen, I'm with Biden. Colin Powell said, I'm not even a Republican anymore.
Oh, no, because there's Trumpers and there's Biden. I mean, there's Trumpers and then there's Republicans. So the Lincoln Project was real. Like, they was like, yo, fuck that dude. So they gonna have to repair themselves. And while they're repairing themselves, we need to get our shit together.
I'm laughing at the people who actually went in there acting like, you know, there wouldn't be no consequences, repercussions, like the ones that are getting fired from their jobs now.
Because they was letting them do anything they wanted to for the past 400 years.
And that's my thing, too. It's like, bro, like, is Capitol Police under the jurisdiction of the president?
The Capitol Police is not.
Because D.C. has an actual mayor, right?
Yes.
So you would think the Capitol Police would be under his jurisdiction.
Her.
Her. I'm sorry. That was sexist of me. Under her jurisdiction. So it was like, I mean, y'all can't be getting orders from the president himself then.
Well, I think D.C. has their own police.
Yeah, because if they have their own mayor, they got to have their own police.
Yeah. So I know for a fact, because they said it on the news, two news channels I saw the day before, the Trumpers was already attacking the police the day before.
I remember that.
And they was trying to get the National Guard in. The National Guard kept saying, nope.
Because only the president can order them.
Man. Yeah. So that was the issue. And for the fact that there was paramilitary, paramilitary group in there. There was real military people in the Trump crowd. There were policemen in the Trump crowd that was off, just off that day.
Lawmakers in that crowd.
Yeah, lawmakers and all that. Like, lawmakers from other states and all that in the crowd.
The guy from West Virginia had to step down.
So, I mean, that tells you, like, and then when it was over, lawmakers inside Congress were still vouching for it.
You know what a lot of this tells me, too, though, on the funny side?
But you know what they don't want to do? What? They don't want Trump to get punished. And that's just something that goes with Trump. There's certain type of people in this country. They get to do anything they want to because they are white with money and they never get punished and they keep pushing the line. And this is where we're going to keep going until the lawmakers start recognizing that line and stopping it.
A lot of this, I'm going to say two things. And also want to say also.
You got to say your two things and it'll be time to go.
Be quick. I want to reiterate my views of my own. Something I got to say. I'll tell you why personally, off recording. But the first thing that's funny is this tells me that those people should not be criminals because they do not know how to get, they don't know how to do blue collar crimes. Like, they don't know how to get their hands dirty because
right. They
committed a crime and immediately started incriminating themselves.
Yeah. I ain't gonna wear no face mask. I'm gonna talk about it all day.
I can't remember his name, but he's just told the reporter everything. That, like, I was like, bro, I'm the FBI, man. I love this guy. He telling me, hey, he telling people's names, told me his name, where he from, where to find him.
Yeah, that was no reason why the FBI is talking about some type of, we need help trying to find out who these people are.
Yeah, like they telling you.
They told us.
All right, the second thing is, I know a lot of people actually dismiss him as psychobabble, but this is truth. And I touched on it, I think, when we first started recording. It's something that Nietzsche talked about. It's called master-slave morality.
Right.
Master morality is, I'm in power, so whatever I say is moral.
Right.
Slave morality is whatever, the exact opposite of what the master says is moral. So if the master says strength is paramount, the slave thinks meekness is what you should strive for.
Right.
That's what you're seeing here. These people, people who traditionally been in charge, they think this stuff is right. That's why they're wilding like that.
Right.
I mean, anyone who is of sound mind, or at least anyone who actually believes in what America should be, wouldn't do anything crazy like this.
No, not at all.
Yeah, so, I mean, sometimes you get to study stuff like that, man. It's the stuff that came
before. And then it's stupid for you to tell us that we can't do it and then go do it. Oh, right? Blue Lives Matter. And then you attack the police for 2 days.
Yeah. I wonder what was going on in the police mind when that happened.
Where's Kaepernick? Where's Kaepernick? Why do I not watch football right now?
That'd have been funny if he just showed up and took a knee.
If you don't want to be shot and killed, you should abide by the rules. And then the woman gets shot and killed, and they're like, no, remember her name. Say her name. Man, fuck that bitch.
I was surprised just how early in the video they showed that. Because, when you watch a video of somebody dying,
where were you when this happened?
I was at home.
You was at home?
I was home, and it was I was at home, and I looked into my phone. I looked at my phone.
About what time was it?
It was an afternoon. I know that. I was looking, and it was and you start seeing it trending. And I was like, what is this?
Oh.
And I clicked on the first video, and I was like, yo, what?
I don't know how soon it started trending, but I was listening in the end on C-SPAN.
Yeah.
And I heard it live start. I heard it start live. Yeah. And I was like, oh, shit.
Well, how long did it take for it to sink in?
Immediately. I was like, yo, I think they got in. And then I turned around. I was like, nah, they couldn't have got in. And within 5 minutes, I was like, yep, they got in.
For me, it was kind of, it wasn't like 9-11. 9-11, I was watching it. 9-11 was just surreal. You was watching it. You know what's going on. But it's you outside of your body. Mm-hmm. Like you watching yourself watch it. With this, it was I looked at it, and I just didn't think about it for an hour or so. And then when I looked at it again, yo, this is actually a coup that they're trying to stage. And my thing with the people who trying to say, it wasn't a crime or anything like that happened, it was what would you think, what do you think what the end game was if they had got to the lawmakers?
People gonna die. And that's the way we got to end this one, because our time is up. Tell them where they can find you, Tez.
Find me at Man Called Tez or Matchmusa the 7th on Twitter. Roadway Tez on Twitch. And here at the Distraction Network. Oh, and Facebook is also, not Facebook. Instagram is also Matchmusa the 7th.
You can find everything I do on www.distractionnetwork.com. Take care. Be safe. Holla. I'm focused on that finish line. Developing a strong mind. Here's a goal. They stop making my kind. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's alright, cause I'm on the grind.